You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Thursday's edition of the podcast where we're racing at Southall on the turf, more flat action over at Musselburgh and a national hunt card at Stratford in the afternoon. Then we're jumping in the evening at Sedgefield or on the Taffeta at Wolverhampton and two Irish cards from Bellystown and Tipperary. So plenty to get stuck into with Mick Norton, Paddy Aspel and John Budden from 1:40pm on Racing Radio on Thursday. But before all that, my name is Sam Norris and joining me on today's edition of the podcast to look ahead to some of the action is Gary Capewell. How are you, Gary?
Very good, thank you, Sam. Very good indeed. Yourself?
Good, yeah. Yeah, I'm not too bad, thank you. How good. Was Ebor? How did it treat you?
Yeah, it was all right. We went on the Wednesday. I don't think I had many bets throughout the week. I bet whatever was fifth. I can't remember what it was now, but I bet whatever was fifth in the Ebor. I backed Heartbreak City and Mecca's Angel. I must have only had about five bets, so certainly
wasn't easy to find winners. To be fair,
no, three of them collected though, so it was profitable. But they were small bets. They were nothing. Sort of, I don't like betting at York. To be honest, the racing quality is good, but as we saw throughout the week, you get some funny results and some horses just underperform for no reason. But sort of in terms of the whole overall week and the spectacle, I thought it was pretty good.
Good. Well, we'll start the podcast then with a little bit of the news, as we always do, and we'll start with one of the stories of the Ebor meeting. Really, obviously, Arabian Queen sprung a shock in the Judmont by beating Golden Horn and ending that horse's unbeaten run. She's now possibly being targeted for the Irish Champions Stakes, where of course she could reoppose with Golden Horn. Glen Eagles possibly go there as well, but is this a bit of shrewd placement with the thinking that the ground might go against Glen Eagles and possibly Golden Horn as well?
Yeah, obviously they're going to have to stump up €75,000 for the privilege, but I'm just wondering when that supplementary stage, if that's on the Monday before the race, rather than, I'm not entirely sure when it is, but should it be the Monday before the race, they'll have an indication of what the ground already is and what the ground, looking at the forecast, might well be come the day, which will make things a bit easier in terms of the planning. I don't see why they shouldn't have a go. Obviously, they've beaten Golden Horn. If the ground comes up rattling quick, I wouldn't particularly be too keen. Obviously, Dermot Wells got Free Eagle in the lineup as well. So I think there's a few more sort of things to consider before before everything's all settled. So we'll see what happens. It wouldn't surprise me if they went in there. A lot would depend on, well, obviously what the ground is closest to the time. I notice she's also in the Prix Vermeil, which is obviously on trials day. I think it's the might actually be the same weekend, actually, if not maybe a little bit earlier. I'm not 100% sure.
Where she could face Trev, of course.
Of course, yeah. So obviously, I think Trev is heading in that direction. Obviously, they have the three trials, don't they, at Longshaw that day. Again, apologies, I can't quite remember what exact date they're on. But anyway, it's the route that she knows, and obviously she's gone through it the last twice. September the... so, yes, it's the day after the Irish Champions. So, yeah, it's that weekend. So, September the 12th is the day for the Pre-Niel, the Prix Vermeil and the other one, which the name escapes me.
And it starts with Prix.
Yeah, oh, definitely starts with Prix. Definitely starts with Prix, yeah.
Yeah, we can confirm that. But yeah, it should be interesting. To be fair, it'll be good. It'll be a good race regardless of which one she goes for. Looking forward to seeing her again, really. We mentioned Trave there. We'll take a quick look at some of the ARC news, as there is a little bit of it. Golden Horn's still the one to beat, say the Trave team, and it's interesting what's happened to the price of Golden Horn since his defeat on the Knavesmire. Best price 12-1 across the board. Shortest price 5-1. Are you surprised at the big fluctuation?
I think so, because provided the ground isn't very soft, that's where Golden Horn is going to go. I wouldn't have him as big as 12-1. As I say, I will forgive any horse a run in the at York, rather, I should say. The likely end-to-end gallop, which they're more likely to go during the arc, as opposed to what happened at York last Wednesday, is much more likely to suit Golden Horn. So I'm not giving up on him. If the ground is to come soft, I really do like Jack Hobbs as a project. Obviously, he was second in the Derby behind Golden Horn, and we've seen him frank that form in the Irish Derby as well. Trev, obviously, won the prep race at, won earlier in the season. I think it was Saint-Cloud from memory. Can't remember exactly. Heads to the Prix Vermeil. No horse has ever done it three times. Not convinced, I have to say, that she should be as short as she is. For all that, you know, she's been there and done that. I think the price is very short, considering we have got a very good crop of three-year-olds with Erupt heading that list, and also New Bay, of course, as well. When winning, he won the Group Two race and to Deauville last time out, and the French Derby winner. Albeit he's not been trusted over this mile and a half trip, I don't think it'll really inconvenience him. So there are reasons for thinking Trev is way too short at her current price anyway.
Yeah, 7-4. Trev remains the favourite for the arc. 6-1 Golden Horn, 7-1 Jack Hobbs, 8-1 New Bay. 12s bar those. We likely to see Jack Hobbs at Kempton as well, Gary, in the September Stakes.
Yeah, that has been mooted, hasn't it? Otherwise, it will be the Pre-Niel, where a clash with Golden Horn and New Bay could potentially happen. A lot depends on the weather, doesn't it? But Jack Hobbs, of course, he made his debut on the all-weather at Wolverhampton. So, I mean, John Gosden's the only person who will know exactly where the horse is going to go. Yeah, I wouldn't mind betting that he could easily end up at Kempton.
And speaking of ARC trials, interesting line from Luca Cumani in the Post this morning, proposing an ARC trial at the St Ledger meeting at Doncaster, which sounds, in proposal, quite a good idea, Gary. The Newbury trial is obviously a little bit close to the ARC. And, of course, the Kempton trial, it's on the all-weather.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea at all. You know, I mean, they do have a class tier, but I think it's something that could easily be looked at for the leisure meeting. It's 4 days, you know. They have a lot of racing over that 4 day period, and I mean, it's a very fair track. It's a nice wide open spaces. Obviously, it's the opposite way around to Longshaw, but I think it'd be the ideal place to have it, and also the ideal timing. You're 4 weeks away, or maybe a little bit less than that. It's three or four anyway, depends on how the Donny race falls, but it's 3 or 4 weeks away from the ARC. I think it'd be the ideal sort of place to have a trial, because the ground is usually fairly good as well. I think it's a good idea, and I think it'd be something that hopefully Doncaster looking, because that ARC trial that Lingfield is throwing out one or two half-decent winners, but they never go really on to running the ARC anyway, so it all seems a little bit pointless. I think it's a trial in name, really. Mm. And it's only sort of a fortnight before the ARC itself, so I think having one at Doncaster would make a fair bit more sense, really.
Yeah, certainly would. Interesting proposition, nonetheless. That about rounds up the news for this week. Well, I must just mention before we move on, actually, we have got 12 confirmed for the Ledger, as we mentioned there. No real surprises. Aidan O'Brien trains at 6 of the 12 entries at the moment. Just running through the Ledger prices as we have them. Order of St George, he's in 3-1. Storm the Stars, 4-1. 5-1 Bondi Beach. Mr. Singh, 11-2. 7-1 for Fields of Athenry. 14s by those, like Giovanni Canaletto. And proposed and outspoken. They have all been confirmed this morning. We'll move on then to take a look at some of Thursday's races. We've got two from Stratford over the jumps, and then we're on the level at Musselburgh, and we've got a group race from Ireland, from Tipperary. We'll start with the Stratford contest. The first one that we're going to look at is the 3:10. This one is a handicap hurdle over an extended 2 mile trip. Five of them go down to contest this class 3. Any of interest here, Gary?
I think I think it's difficult to completely rule out any of the five, really. And the likely outsider, Desert Recluse, is a previous course and distance winner. Good of Luck is another one who has won here in the past, actually beat Jalingo here when last seen. Royal Irish Azar was last seen running in the Ascot Stakes behind Clondall Warrior. Goes back over hurdles on Thursday afternoon. Alf Wright has been off the track for quite some time. Used to be trained in Ireland, this horse. He's now with Philip Hobbs. He's been off the track 468 days. Be interesting to see how he goes in the market. But the one that I think is probably the most interesting is down at the bottom, getting quite a lot of weight. Lilac Tree, a horse who has won over hurdles, has actually beaten at Bangor when last seen. That was only sort of 6 days ago in a novice event behind Curious Carlos. Makes its handicap debut, formerly trained by Mark Johnson, of course, on the flat. Going back to the welfare fairly quickly for John Ferguson, who is having a fantastic time with things during the early part of the jump season. Aidan Coleman riding particularly well, getting lumps of weight all round. Lilac Tree is the selection in the 3.10.
Okay, Lilac Tree then getting the pick for Gary. We'll move on to the next race on Stratford's card, the 3.40. This one is a handicap chase, 2 mile 3 furlong. Is the trip for the 7 of them that are declared for this one. Who do you like the look of?
Yeah, it's an interesting little race, this. Let's start from the top. Witness in Court won at Perth in April. The handicap has quite possibly had him in his grip since, albeit he did finish third last time out at Worcester behind Strongly Suggested. Wings of Smoke, another one who won in the early part of the jump season in June, ran in the Summer Plate when last seen. This is obviously a bit less competitive than that. Dresden was a winner at Doncaster in February. Ran okay in a couple of outings since, but he's still the £5 above that last winning mark. And albeit he's a previous course winner, he has to prove that he stays. Al Alpha won at Cheltenham in December, and then finished second at Warwick in February. He's gone well fresh before as well, this horse. He's been off the track 166 days. Another one that's a previous course winner. Red 70, another one that has to prove that he stays this far. Another previous course winner. Been in good form over the summer jumping period. I think this probably looks a little bit more competitive. Looks like Rain Ted has never been the safest of jumpers. For that reason, I think he's always looked over. Always the optimist, another one who likes it here, but certainly isn't getting any younger, but more than likely to run his race. I think I'm going to take a chance on the Richard Johnson-ridden, Philip Hobbs-trained Al Alpha, who did win, as I say, at Cheltenham in December. Can go well fresh, and arrives here on the back. 166-day break. So, well, Alpha in the 3.40.
OK, Al Alpha then getting the votes in that 3.40 at Stratford then for Gary. We'll move on to Musselburgh for the next race on our podcast. We go to their 4 o'clock. This one is a mile handicap, or it's a mile and 2 yards to be precise. 9 of them lineups contest this. And I suppose we'll start with Rodrigo de Torres. Gary goes in search of a four time here, but there's plenty of other horses that could foil that bid.
Yeah, he's been doing his winning over 7 furlongs the last 3 times as well. Used to be trained by Dandy Nichols, this horse, and he's been dropping down the weights, and he's firmly took advantage of that. I think he's likely to be short enough, though, and I think there's enough in here to maybe oppose him. The one that I quite like is right down at the bottom, Spring Offensive, who has previous course and distance form, was second here on his return as a 3-year-old. He's ran fairly well in some decent races since. He was a close-up third at Pontefract, and he's actually favourite on his most recent outing. Jack Garrity's riding particularly well. To mention a few of the others, Silver Rhyme, who's a veteran here, he won at Carlisle earlier in the month. Things dropped up properly for him there. They went off far too quick. Green Howard, another one who likes it here, but has gone up £4 for finishing second at Ripon on his most recent outing. Flyman, trained by David O'Mara, didn't get the clearest of runs through on his most recent outing, and was a bit disappointing on the back of winning at Ripon on his penultimate start. if we can, won the Carlisle Bell in June. That seems like a long, long time ago, considering how many times he's ran since. If the mood takes, he could go close as well, I suppose. But no, I'm happy with the horse right down at the bottom, Spring Offensive, who's another one that's getting a fair bit of weight all round and is actually fairly highly rated.
Fair enough. Spring Offensive then getting the pick in that Musselburgh 4 o'clock contest. Group action now from across the Irish Sea. We go to Tipperary there. 3:40 is the fillies Group 3. Coolmore's Third Ferry Bridge Stakes. 7 furlong and 100 yards is the trip for this. 10 of them line up to contest it. Who's on your shortlist?
I think just looking at the ratings, there's a few that are likely to be on it. And Eep and Tested are probably the two to probably concentrate on most. They're certainly both the highest rated in the lineup. Aneep, daughter of Captain Rio, comes here on the back of winning her last two starts, winning at the Curra in Group 3 company and indeed at Fairy House in Group 3 company. One of those on good to yielding ground, another on good to firm. I think it's fair to say, despite being my Captain Rio, she probably actually prefers maybe the quicker ground. Whereas Tested is a previous course and distance winner, actually won this corresponding race last year as a three-year-old by 4 lengths, quite impressively. The going was good on that occasion, but she's won on yielding ground before. She won on her seasonal debut last year on yielding ground at Goran. She ran at Galway. She finished second behind Lavinia, who obviously comes back to reoppose this afternoon. And prior to that, she'd actually ran in the in a listed race at the Curra, beaten a fair old way behind Gordelord and Byron. Something was obviously amiss that day. Back here, I'm willing to give her another chance. There's a few others to mention as well. Lavinia had obviously won that race at Galway, but then disappointed last time out. Should also probably mention Stormfly as well, the other runner from Dermot Wells. Been off the track for a while, this daughter of Dark Angel. But earlier on in the season, had been in pretty decent form. As I say, been off the track 81 days, but was a winner at the Curra on the opening meeting of the season. Then won a Group 3 at Leopardstown in early April. Obviously ran in the Guineas, finished 7th. And then was turned out fairly quickly after that, just a couple of weeks after, when actually finishing behind Aneep in a Group 3 race at the Curra. We give it a little bit of a break. Better may well be expected. But still, I'm happy with Tested, I think, with Pat Smullen taking the ride. She can win this race for the second time.
OK, then, Gary, going for Tested, who, as you mentioned there, won this race in 2014. That's the 5:40 at Tipperary. If you could just spin us through, please, one more time, Gary, your four selections for the action on Thursday.
Yeah, sure. In the 3:10 race at Stratford, Lilac Tree. In the 3:40 at Stratford, Al Alpha. In the 4 o'clock at Musselburgh, Spring Offensive. And in the 5:40 at Tipperary, Tested.
Excellent stuff. There we are. You've been listening to Gary Capewell ahead of the action on Thursday. And you'll hear every race live from 1:40 p.m. with William Hill Racing Radio. We're at Musselburgh, Sutherland on the turf. There's a national hunt card at Stratford. And into the evening, we're jumping again at Sedgefield on the Tapeter at Wolverhampton. And there's two Irish fixtures at Bellewstown and Tipperary to enjoy with Mick Norton, Paddy Aspel and John Budden in the studio. Thank you very much for joining me to offer your thoughts, Gary. And best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.